It was, you know, you look at the game, it was this 48-point swing from last year. That beat us 47. So I did coach a very poor game last year. It was my first game here. And, you know, we had 31 turnovers and probably had that many tonight. But, you know, I was very proud of our team. I thought we, you know, did some great things and we did some crazy things. But, you know, that's a great basketball team. You know, I can't say enough about the people that guarded Armani Price, because she's getting ready to go into very, very rare air in women's basketball history. I don't know if you saw it in the press notes, but she's getting ready to join four of the greatest players ever to play the game with her career stats, and she's been under the radar screen. But, you know, when you talk about matching stats with Cheryl Miller, Shamika Holzkopf, Tamika Catchings, and Sophia Young, whoa. And we felt like we had to try to stop her, you know, and Samantha Stovall had the bulk of that work, and you know, Samantha did a phenomenal job, but we had a lot of other players that helped try to slow her down, and you know, that was, I think, a big factor in our win.
Coach, how, putting in perspective, being an SEC team, how big is this win?
Well, you know, it's big. At SEC, we told our players this week, I don't really like to talk about it this early, but where our program is, we're getting votes in both polls, not many, but we're being recognized as one of the top 50, 55 teams in the country right now on paper, and that's a great honor. There's 280 that aren't getting votes, so we told them that if you want to continue to, you know, make headways, and this is a game that, you know, to maybe help us in our RPI later in the year, if you don't win our conference tournament. You know, it's Russian roulette to go to Tulsa in March and be a one-bid league, and that's what we were last year. And, you know, there's a possibility of that happening again this year. You have an off night, your season blows up on you. This type of game, this type of win can maybe, you know, if we continue to take care of, we're playing a good enough schedule and enough good teams that if we beat some of them, you know, we might have a chance if we slip up in the conference tournament. And this is certainly one of those games. And, you know, plus the fact that a lot of our players played in the game last year when we really just got handled. And I think our players really rose up and wanted to try to make amends for that.
McBride, I guess Katie's shot. I mean, you don't want a part-time out, you don't want people to get there. Talk about
that. Yeah, we were having problems because, you know, they were trapping us, and we were turning the ball over like crazy, and you know, we told them, hey, we get something to, you know, look at transition. We have timeouts, but look at transition if we have something. And, you know, Katie made a great play. I mean, she probably wouldn't have made that play a year ago. She gained a lot of confidence last year. Katie was really focused this week in practice. She knew the bulk of the ball handling was going to be in her hands against their pressure, and she really had a good week of practice. Some of our other players didn't. I was very concerned going into the game because we were trying to simulate the traps and, you know, a lot of the things you saw tonight, we were doing in practice. You know, being soft with the ball, trying to throw passes out of the trap, over the top, right into their hands. That happened a lot tonight, too. But Katie did step up and you know, was aggressive in that second half, in that late in the game. Lauren Neves was huge. You know, Lauren had to take her out with fouls, and Lauren was a real leader on the bench. And you know, Lauren's beating herself up because she thinks she loses the game or sends it into overtime because she misses a layup, where she makes an unbelievable play. I mean, how many 6'2 post players can go like that coast to coast? And Armani Price was chasing her. The thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of plays in this game that have put us where we are. So, you know, settle down and come back. And she did that. And, you know.
After the game last year, how did you approach this? Did you approach this any differently, this game differently, or you just went ahead and told them to relax, or?
We know we're a better basketball team than we were a year ago at this time. We have more confidence. We have a lot of players that played in that game. Like I said, I had a very poor game plan. I felt like we would be able to handle their pressure a little bit. And, you win a game with 33 turnovers, that's, thank goodness they had a horrible night at the free throw line, which helped us, 21 out of 46. They get 30 more shots than we do. We go 1 for 14 from three, and that was, I guess Katie didn't hit a three. That was about,
two.
Yeah.
You ever give up 101 shots in a game
before? I can't remember. And hey, when you got three times as many turnovers as the opponent, 33 to 11, and still hang on and win, they get 31 offensive rebounds to our 13. Woo. Look at the numbers and say, life loses, baby.